This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gattison and Akubo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came on with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well. Playoff mode.
Playoff schmode.
Playoff schmode. So much for that, LeBron. Bucks go into your house, get a win tonight on the road, 131-120. The Bucks are winners in La La Land. And this one, billed as the matchup between Giannis and LeBron James, really, when all was said and done, turned into the Bledsoe and Brandon Ingram. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Novak Djokovic hanging out on the baseline tonight as well. And all sorts of great Bucks news to talk about today. Anthony Mandela in for you this evening in place of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Let's just walk through this in the timeline of Bucks news as it broke today. First, Mike Budenholzer, Giannis Antetokounmpo named Eastern Conference Coach and Player of the Month for February, respectively. All right, that's a pretty good start to the day, just at face value, right? Then you get the Woj bomb. Pau Gasol reaches a buyout with the Spurs, wants to sign with the Bucks. That deal cannot go through until Sunday. He does have to clear waivers, and the Bucks, the best team in the NBA, the first team to clinch a playoff spot this season with the win as well. He does have to clear waivers, but intends to sign with the Milwaukee Bucks come Sunday when that waiver period would come to an end. Hour and a half, 2 hours later, roll by or so. Woj bomb part two. Eric Bledsoe, 4 years, $70 million deal, which some people loved, some people thought you overpaid, some people, I'll just put it this way, it's a mixed bag, and if you want to call in on that, 414-799-1250. But Eric Bledsoe, as it turned out tonight, the Lakers had answers for Giannis. And, you know, you might still think Giannis is a little banged up, but one way or another, they kept him in check. And it was your new $70 million man, Eric Bledsoe, that stole the show. That deal, 4 years, $70 million for Eric Bledsoe, was that the first domino to fall in possibly keeping this group together for years to come? 414-799-1250. That's the official question tonight on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. But, of course, if you just want to talk about the game, if you want to talk about Pau Gasol, if you want to talk about Eric Bledsoe's contract on its own, if you want to talk about playoff mode LeBron, we'll really take anything, man. We're just here hanging out. Again, Anthony Mandela here, the mayor, Mitch Ross, producing the show. Hanging out with us as well is Duck Dynasty, the intern behind the glass. And, well, let's not waste any more time. Let's go inside the box score.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Inside the Box Score We Go, brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Start things off with the winning team tonight, the road team, the Milwaukee Bucks. Again, 131-120, the final score. And I guess just out of respect, we'll start things off with the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo, who in 33 minutes tonight was held relatively in check, 16 points, but reeled in 15 off the glass. Not bad if you're the Greek freak. 6 assists for Giannis as well, also 3 blocks, 7 of 14 from the field. But the story of the night, guys, Eric Bledsoe, 31 points in 31 minutes, 12 of 24 from the field, just 2 of 11 from deep, but the second of those threes basically was the dagger in the heart of Lakers Nation tonight. 5 for 5 at the charity stripe, 9 rebounds, 5 defensively for Eric Bledsoe, and 5 assists. Malcolm Brogdon coming through big time as well. He had 21 points. A perfect night. 3-for-3 from three-point land. Also had 4 assists and a couple of boards. Chris Middleton, 17 points. Brooke Lopez, 11. That rounds out your starting lineup. Off the bench tonight, Ersan Ilyasova just kept getting run. He just kept staying out on the floor. Mayor Mitch Ross is shaking his head at me.
Well, as the president of the DJ Wilson fan club,
Yeah, it hurts. It's a little bit of a personal jab.
Where was he tonight? You know, it was there were times. Now, granted, the Bucks came out with the win, as they've done so many times this year. But, you know, for Ersan to play over 20 minutes is a little concerning and scary.
It is a little bit, especially when you consider how well DJ Wilson was playing before the addition of Nikola Mirotic, before the All-Star break,
and did not
play tonight. Coach's decision for number 5.
And it's not like DJ Wilson has been, you know, MIA in big games. I mean, that Raptors game in Toronto was the biggest game of the season, and that was his best game of the year.
It was.
So I have no problem playing him in the postseason, but I digress.
Ersan Ilyasova tonight in those 24 minutes, 12 points, 2 of 4. From beyond the arc, he had a couple of rebounds and assists, a couple of steals as well. Nikola Mirotic, 11 points in 22 minutes, just 1 for 4 from deep, but did reel in 5 rebounds. Pat Connaughton, 9 points off the bench. Isaiah Kanan, just 3 minutes of action tonight, did not attempt a shot, did give you a rebound, though. Tony Snell, 2 points in 22 minutes, and that's Tony Snell. Christian Wood, DJ Wilson, Bonzi Colson, all of them did not play tonight, a coach's decision, and a 131-120 Bucks win over the Los Angeles Lakers. The Bucks in this game, 51.6% from the field. Compare that to the Lakers, 47.9%. Both teams, really, they just shot the basketball well all evening long in the Staples Center. 414-799-1250. We'll really take anything you want to talk about. This is a great day for Bucks basketball. Start things off with Vincent in Anaheim. You're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? Can you hear me good or not?
Yeah, you sound great, brother. What's happening?
All right, cool, man. Yeah, man, I wanted to say, man, you Bucks, man. I'm a Raptors guy. I'm a Raptors fan, though, but I listen
I'm
to
sorry.
I should hang up on you, but I'll let you
man,
know.
Man, don't hang up on him.
Hey, I'm going to say Raptors in 7 all day, but but I got to say, man, you guys played against the Lakers, man. LeBron James ain't the same LeBron James. I don't care how he says it, it's a playoff mode. He has a real bad attitude. I guess he's not happy with his coaching staff or the whole environment around him. But to me, if you're a great player, you're supposed to step it up. Brandon Ingram had a better game than LeBron almost. We're about the same. But you guys stepped it up, man. I was watching the last, 5 minutes, man. I was like, oh, cool, Lakers going to get the up.
And we lost you there, Vincent. Where he was going with this, though, one of those points he was just making toward the tail end of his phone call before the phone dropped about Brandon Ingram, and I didn't realize this until I got my eyes on the box score here. Now that the game is wrapped up and my eyes are no longer glued to the television, Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke, Marcus Johnson on the call tonight. Brandon Ingram was taking over this game through the first 3 quarters. LeBron James seemingly nowhere to be found. We're going to put an eye on the enemy in just a little bit here. But just to put this in perspective, I'm giving LeBron a little bit of a hard time, and honestly, it kind of makes his bet a little bit. But when all was said and done, LeBron James probably put together the best performance of anybody on the court, and he did almost all of it in the fourth quarter. I'm not I understand that he was dealing with his injuries and he's getting acclimated. I mean, the dude damn near had a triple-double. I mean, it was that close, and he put almost all of it together in one quarter of basketball. I think he came into the fourth quarter with, what, like 16 points? Finished with 31.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really notice that he had so many
points
tonight.
Right? All of a sudden, it was just there. As long as we're talking about, let's just put the eye on the enemy.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
The enemy tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers. They've really been struggling as of late. They have not won back-to-back games since January 15th and 17th. Really struggling to put things together. And the Bucks just outmatched them tonight over the course of 48 minutes. We were just talking about LeBron James, 31 points for the King in his 38 minutes of action, 10 of 19 from the field, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, and a steal for LeBron James. And then Brandon Ingram, right there with him, 31 points, 13 of 21, 8 rebounds and 2 assists. This team, and by this team I mean pretty much exclusively Chris Middleton, had zero answer for that guy in the first half of this basketball game. Yeah. Rajon Rondo, 20 points, 4 of 12 from deep, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. Kyle Kuzma gave him 12. And really, that's kind of where it ended. The Lakers' production really came from those three guys. It was the LeBron James, Brandon Ingram, Rajon Rondo show on the court today before Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Novak Djokovic, and a cast of thousands at the Staples Center. We got full phone lines, 414-799-1250. Dennis, Mike, AJ, Vincent, back from Anaheim. We're going to get to all of you in a sec. First, a quick sports flash, though, from the mayor, Mitch Ross. You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show presented by Screamin' Sicilian Pizza here on The Fan.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It certainly is 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can also tune in on the AM dial at 1250. Check into the free radio.com sports app. That thing is awesome, man. You know how many nights I'm home. I got maybe the late game. Let's say the Bucks play a normal time, 7 o'clock tip. And I just mute the following game. I go switch it to ESPN, watch the nightcap with it muted, and listen to you guys on the postgame show. It's phenomenal. And it's free.
And even the other thing to do, too, I know when the Bucks beat Indiana the last game before the All-Star break, I bopped around a little bit. I wanted to see if I could find some Indiana sports talk. I was unsuccessful, but You can do that. I mean, everything's free. I mean, if you want to listen to what the other guys are saying, that's fun. It's good for that.
We got all sorts of fine affiliates. If, baseball season right around the corner, you can get our sister station in Chicago, 670 The Score, listen to some Cubs postgame after they lose. That always brightens
That's
my day.
That's literally the most entertaining thing in the world.
That brightens my day. We got people all over the place. The guys at The Fan. Yes, there's another fan in Pittsburgh. Those guys do some great stuff. He is the mayor, Mitch Ross. I'm Anthony Mandela. In for Steve Sparky Fife for tonight. You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. After 131-120 Bucks win over the Lakers, your wrench and go drive of the game. What do we got?
Giannis Antetokounmpo, a little bit of an off night tonight. But he did play a normal amount of minutes, which is good to see. And he also had this big hammer in the third quarter.
Our 8-1 when a fan hits a half-court shot. Yes, flush after the foul by Mike Muscala. Power.
There you have it. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. 414-799-1250. The number to get in on the conversation. You can also hit us up on Twitter and Facebook. That's how you roll, at 105.7. FM The Fan, asking you tonight, Eric Bledsoe, earlier this afternoon, signing a 4-year, $70 million extension to stay with the Milwaukee Bucks. Do you perceive that as perhaps a domino falling in terms of this group wanting to stay together long term? If you don't want to talk about that specifically, you just want to talk about the deal, if you think it was a good deal, bad deal, whatever, that's cool. Pau Gasol also reportedly becoming a Buck today, but that cannot become official until Sunday when he would clear waivers. He reached a buyout, the veteran big man did, with the Spurs earlier today. And of course, the Bucks win. Anything and everything Bucks you could possibly want to talk about. It's a great day to be a Bucks fan in the state of Wisconsin or anywhere. Let's go out to Dennis in Kenosha. Dennis, you're on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show. What's happening?
Mr. Mandela, it's very fitting that you're on the lines tonight because I feel like I'm in the middle of a Mandela effect. What universe is this? I've been a Bucks fan my entire life, and it seems like everything is coming up. Purple, blue, black, whatever colors, cream you want to throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got people getting bought out that are, do not pass go, do not collect $200. I want to go to Milwaukee. Even though it never came to fruition, you had Anthony Davis putting us on his short list initially of teams that he would be more than happy to go to. That's a top flight superstar that wants to come to Milwaukee and play with this team. You got not enough credit. I don't know if it's the ownership or Horst all by himself, but this whole season has been incredible. Every move they've made. I mean, you add Nico, the signings in the offseason, Lopez being honestly the most impactful, influential value, whatever you want to call it, free agent signings in the league. That's including LeBron, who's impacted their team more, Brooke Lopez and LeBron James. Like, I mean, is Bledsoe taking a deal, which honestly, you've got a guy who could make huge money in the offseason, taking a decent contract for him, but taking a slight discount to stay here and try to take a little less money to maybe bring back Brogdon, maybe bring back Middleton and Brooke Lopez and the guys around here, and he wants to stay here, whether it be because you're with the best player in the league and Giannis coming into his prime, or you've got a coach whose system is flawless on both ends of the floor, or you just generally, it seems like they just generally like each other and like playing with each other. State-of-the-art facilities. What world is this? This is far, far gone are the days of Marcus Alslip and the Tim Thomas contract and the John Salmons contract. This is unbelievable. I'm honestly, I would be at this point, I would be pretty shocked if they don't make it out of the East. It's just an incredible time to be a Bucks fan, and I'm all in, baby. All in.
Could not agree with you more, Dennis. Thanks for the call. And forgot to mention also when we come back from the break, because there are so many things to talk about tonight, the Bucks also became the first team in the NBA to clinch a playoff berth with the win tonight. Now, granted, you know, it's pretty weak Eastern Conference. There's a pretty good shot that the 8th seed in this whole thing is going to have a sub-500 record. But nonetheless, the Bucks, as Dennis mentioned, are playing outstanding basketball, and it is kind of weird. I remember, it doesn't seem like that long ago, Mitch, and I know you're a little bit older than I am, but I remember when I was a kid and I first kind of became aware of what Bucks basketball was. And, you know, like Andrew Bogut had his whole thing because he was the first overall pick, and then Brandon Jennings got himself in the mix of the Rookie of the Year campaign. But I remember guys like thinking, because I didn't have any perspective, I was like 10 years old, man, Carlos Delfino's really good. It doesn't seem like that long ago. I mean, it was over a decade ago, but it really doesn't seem like that long ago. And as Dennis was mentioning there, all of a sudden, little old Milwaukee, as they want to sometimes cast it in the national spotlight, you have to do exceptional things, whether it's basketball, baseball, you really have to do something great to get attention in this media market. And the Bucks are getting it. They're getting love all over the country, all different news outlets, all different guys. I mean, hell, Malcolm Brogdon is now getting pub overseas. Not necessarily about basketball, but he was the subject of an article in The Guardian today.
He's also the vice president of the NBA Players Association, which is, I mean, that's an honor in and of itself.
Yeah, it absolutely is. 414-799-1250, taking your calls after a 131-120 Bucks win over the Lakers on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's say we go out to Mike on the south side. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Yeah, just a few comments. I watched the game whistle to whistle. The first is LeBron. I think he's done. I watched the whole game. I saw defense just standing around. They give him the ball. He comes down. He's doing a lot of pointing. Probably, if they play the first place team.
We got something going on with our phones tonight. I wish I could tell you what it was. 414-799-1250, the number if you want to keep giving us a try. This sometimes happens. I don't know what's going on elsewhere in the state of Wisconsin. We are getting a little bit of snow here in our Hills Corner studios. And
oh, no.
You'd be surprised. We have, you know, millions of dollars of broadcasting equipment, but sometimes it's the littlest things.
Yeah.
It's the littlest things.
There's a ghost, I think.
I think there is. 414-799-1250. Let's try checking in with Big Marco in Alabama, who I'm sure is fired up after this one. What's up, Marco?
Dude, I'm fired up, man. I mean, I can't. Anytime, dude, that you could send LeBron packing and having a temper tantrum and these little spoiled prima donna crap, dude.
All righty. We'll try to get Marco again in a sec when we get this all figured out. You know what? Rather than do this while we try to get these phones sorted out, you guys keep tuning in. Let's real quick give you your defensive play of the game.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Defensive play of the game, brought to you by Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza, and this show also, in part, brought to you by Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. It's pretty good stuff. I got one waiting in my freezer at home. Probably too late for pizza tonight by the time we get out of here,
yeah.
But maybe lunch or dinner tomorrow. The mayor, Mitch Ross, in with me tonight, as is intern Duck Dynasty. Mitch, where are we going for our defensive play of the game, courtesy
defensive
of Fox Sports Wisconsin?
Defensive play of the game is Giannis and Brook Lopez teaming up for, I'm not even sure who got credit for the actual block, but it was quite the sequence from the Bucks.
Purple shirts, turtle.
Deflection by Rondo. And Lopez says no.
I think that was Giannis just flying out of nowhere to block that one.
He blocked it. Lopez controlling it.
Yep. That's a great play by Giannis.
There it is, your defensive play of the game. Again, Marcus Johnson, Jim Paschke on the call, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Still plenty to get to tonight, and plenty of your calls to take as well. 414-799-1250. All things Bucks. A win over the Lakers. Eric Bledsoe contract extension. Pau Gasol seemingly coming in the buyout market. All that and more still to come tonight. We're going to hear from Coach Budenholzer, go inside the Bucks locker room. Also hoping to hear from our insider, Matt Velasquez of JSOnline.com. All that and more straight ahead on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
Anthony Mandela. And tonight, no Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. He's going to be back tomorrow. After the Bucks take on the Utah Jazz as their road trip starts to swing back east a little bit.
Sparky seepy tonight, so
he's not
a little late for his old bones.
I didn't say that. If he's up listening, I didn't say that. That's the Mayor Mitch Ross, intern Duck Dynasty, hanging out with us as well. As are all of you. We got full phone lines before 414-799-1250.
Phones are acting goofy, so bear with us.
The phones are acting goofy, so if something hangs up, technical difficulties, we are not hanging up on you. In fact, we want to hear from you. The X Factor of the game tonight, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Athletics. This is kind of an interesting predicament I'm in having to make this choice. Nobody really ran away with this game. Nobody played exceptionally well or exceptionally poor for either team.
I mean, I guess just... what came to my head was maybe stopping Brandon Ingram when you had to, being a big
sure.
X factor, because he was.
But then you then relinquish that command of the situation and let LeBron James go off.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's necessarily it. I think I got to go with the Prez. Malcolm Brogdon tonight. He was 3 for 3 from deep. Had a pretty big one down the stretch. He was 2 for 2 from the stripe, 8 for 13 from the field, just 28 minutes. He didn't turn the ball over, gave you a couple assists, a couple of rebounds, 21 points on the night. And really, he was the only player that I don't think at any point in this game cost you anything. There were some poor shot selections from other guys, defensive lapses.
Yeah, that's what Malcolm
Brogdon
is.
That's what he does. Slow and steady wins the race, brother.
That's literally what he is. He's, you know, as composed as anyone in the entire league and just makes big shot Brogdon, baby. He makes big shot after big shot. Did it in the playoffs last year. He's done it all season long. He did it Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
He did it tonight.
There was really until about the final 2 minutes of this game, and the Bucks went on, I want to say, a 15-2 run to close things out. Both sides, it was just an all-around erratic basketball game, it seemed like, until those final 2 minutes. And then they kind of settled in. Malcolm Brogdon, and part of that, he's your X factor of the game tonight. 414-799-1250. Wide open conversation after the Bucks beat the Lakers at Staples Center. Eric Bledsoe has a new deal. Pau Gasol seemingly coming to Milwaukee. All sorts of stuff to talk about. But the formal question coming your way, if you choose to accept it, this deal that Eric Bledsoe took, 4 years, $70 million, averages out about $17.5 million per year. He's making $15 million this year, just to put that in perspective. Do you see that as maybe the first domino falling in terms of this group becoming something in the long term? 414-799-1250. KJ in West Allis, you're on the Fan, man.
What's going on? Thanks for taking my call. Yes,
my pleasure.
I do see this as the first domino falling. It definitely is going to pay dividends. Bledsoe is going to be a premier player. He already is one of the better players that I've seen at guard right now. But the overall perspective for me is that this is such a versatile team. They can win in any style of play, whether it be a slow defensive game or a shootout. They've won, and they got the best record in clutch situations in the league. I think Giannis should be very happy with the pieces that they put around him. And when can you say that the Bucks could win with Giannis having only 16 points? It just shows, it goes to show how they've come so far in their chemistry with each other and the pieces that they put around Giannis for them to come away with a win tonight. And my X factor tonight was Ersan Ilyasova. His defense in the fourth quarter against LeBron, he stifling defense, that play he made, the steal on the Bucks side of the court was tremendous. That was a game-changing defensive play because that kind of changed the momentum at that point in the game. And he was all over LeBron going down into the clutch minutes of the game. So I have to give him a lot of credit for the way that he defended LeBron.
All right.
Just another great win tonight, guys. Thanks for the call.
You got it, KJ. Thank you for giving us a call. 414-799-1250. The number to hop on. And again, so many things to talk about today. I once again forgot that the Bucks clinched a playoff spot tonight. First team in the NBA to clinch a playoff spot. I mean, we all knew it was coming, but still, it seems kind of early to... I'm not used to these kinds of things. 414-799-1250. Let's go back to Vincent in Anaheim. Gave us a call earlier. Hopefully, we're able to keep the signal strong. Vincent, thanks for giving us a try again.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Thanks for having a Raptor fan on the radio, you know?
See, we're fair. Man. We keep things fair and balanced. 100, as Gary and Leroy would say on the Wendy's Big Show.
I'm good, man. I got to keep it real. So, like I said, you're Bucks teams, man. This victory to me, like I said, I thought the Lakers were going to get that upset. But you guys played great defense, man. You guys played great defense, frustrating LeBron. Brandon Ingram, he had a good game. Like I said, they both had good games.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still no victory. And you guys got that steal and that when they passed it in from the sideline, terrible turnover, man. And to me, if you guys, the Bucks, can capitalize on teams' mistakes, then you guys are going to be, you know, yeah, we got to watch out for these Bucks, man. But my Raptors, man, I've been waiting for a Raptors championship for a long time, but I know you guys have been suffering longer than I have. I've been a Raptors fan since 98.
How old are you, Vincent?
Carter. I am I am 30 years old, but I got to keep it real. I grew up here and, you know, in California, so I've seen Lakers win their back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Every team I rooted for has won a championship.
Well, start rooting for the Bucks, damn it.
Hey, if the Bucks go against the Boston Celtics, I don't like Boston, man. I'm glad you guys beat them. Every time you guys beat these big name teams, big market teams, you slapping these guys in the face, saying, "Hey, respect us," and you know, keep doing it, man. And then you got to do it when it counts, though. At the end of the day, but you Raptors, man. I mean, you Bucks. If you play this defense, man, you're gonna get me scared if we have to go against you in the Eastern Conference Finals or something. But keep up the good work, man. I'll be listening, man. You guys are entertaining to me. I find y'all funny and you know, cool sports talk, man. So keep it up, Bucks.
Appreciate the kind words, Vincent. That's awesome. That's the power of the internet at work right there.
Yeah,
we just heard
that's the power of the radio.com app right there.
On a basketball postgame show in Milwaukee, we heard from a Raptors fan living in Anaheim, California.
Right.
At 12:29 AM Central.
And he pointed out how every time
the free radio.com sports app at work. It really is great stuff.
Right. And he pointed out every time the Bucks beat a big market team, you get a little more attention. Skip Bayless. Your boy Skip Bayless with a tweet about the Bucks tonight.
Why are the worst people always my boy?
The Milwaukee Bucks are very deep and very good. Bledsoe and Brogdon are fearless on offense and so mentally and physically tough on defense. Maybe LeBron got out of the East just in time. Wow, high praise.
Hey,
from one Skip Bayless.
Hey, you know, Skip Bayless has been known to argue with himself, so I'm not going to argue with him.
He likes to say dumb things, but that one I will say is smart.
Speaking of guys listening on
biased.
The radio.com app, we're going to try our guy Big Marco down in Alabama again. Thanks for giving us another shot.
Yeah, for sure, man. I can't sit here and let my team go down and not have to say anything about it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, think about our situation. You know, the Bucks are getting players that are good to play around.
Yeah.
Giannis. I mean, Cleveland had scrubs, dude. You know, I mean, like mid-carders, dude. You know, a WWE match, dude, to put around LeBron, dude, for trying to get his first championship. And all that stuff. I mean,
Ilgauskas made
Gasol
an all-star team.
Washed up. I mean, Paul Gasol is washed up, man. I mean, it's just, you know, for media hype, brother versus brother, you know, to sit here and, you know, the ring psychology to get people to buy tickets and all kinds of stuff like that. But, you know, the fact that people are willing to jump ship and come over here, I mean, I don't know, man. Something's wrong, dude. I can't put my finger on it, dude. I don't mean to be the Debbie Downer, but I always have been the skeptic, the realist. When people have known me, dude, since I've started calling since 2006, dude, something smells bad, dude.
Care to elaborate?
Dude, we have never been this good before. So, you know, it's going to bring out the skeptics, you know, and another thing is that, I mean, Lazary and Edens, dude, they're some gangsters, man. I mean, who goes out and poaches somebody's coach, you know, like we did with Jason Kidd, dude.
Yep.
And almost get fined for it and then have to give up 2 draft picks. I mean, dude, there is something sinister going on, dude, where, you know, players are going to take a pay cut. Dude, there's got to be some money on the back end or something like that, dude, don't sit here and think, dude, that these NBA players love Milwaukee so much, dude, that they're going to give us a hometown discount. Everybody needs to start putting 2 and 2 together. I mean, I know it's been a wonderful ride, but you got to figure out how we got here.
Well, let me put it this way, and I'm going to kind of backtrack on some of your comments, Marco, because you're the first person all night that has taken the bait, so to speak, on this Paul Gasol conversation. I was talking to Mitch, I know, during the game when we were watching it here in the studio. I was talking about it in the afternoon when the news broke with our guys on the big show, Sparky, Leroy, Baby Tausch. I don't see Pau Gasol necessarily actually playing for the Bucks.
I don't see him playing either.
Yeah.
I'm talking like 5 minutes garbage time Jason Terry cheerleader on the sidelines
kind
of thing for Pau Gasol. Would you agree with that assessment, Marco?
Pau Gasol is washed up.
He seemingly fell off the side of the earth this year.
Like I was talking about before, you know, like ring psychology, we put Bucks in the seats, brother versus brother.
Yep.
The strong Raptors team, the playoffs pass, dude, that took Milwaukee down, dude, took them close. And now they got his brother and all that stuff, man. It's just like, all right, well, why did we take Pau Gasol when we need you know, a playoff player, you know, on at the March deadline, dude, that's going to produce for us.
I'll put it this way: the best thing I can guess for you, Marco, and you mentioned the gangster mentality of these Bucks owners. They just did it because they could. They just straight up had the money, and they were like, you know what? All right, we'll go get him. Christian Wood can go play up in Oshkosh. We don't care. It's Pau Gasol. I mean, he'll put butts in seats. So it's all good.
Couldn't we get like somebody that's like, you know, like top of the D League or something like that? You know, star in the D League rather than an old man, Pau Gasol.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call, Marco. 414-799-1250. To continue the conversation here, Anthony Mandela with you on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Bucks beat the Lakers tonight, 131-120, and in an erratic back-and-forth game from the start, it was really a late push. Like, the final 2 minutes, all of a sudden, they just pulled away, and you start getting into this foul territory, and you're just getting these free shots. And all of a sudden, the Bucks end up in a game that they were trailing as much as, what, like 7-8 midway through the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they just end up pulling it out. There's so much to talk about today.
Yeah. Here we are.
Let's keep it rolling. Scream and play of the game in the Bucks win.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
131-120, the Bucks win over the Lakers. And that's the least exciting thing in the Bucks headlines today. Really is. Eric Bledsoe, 4-year, $70 million. Dollar deal, and Eric Bledsoe also giving you your screaming play of the game tonight.
Giannis Bledsoe for three. Yes! Eric Bledsoe, much like we saw in overtime in Sacramento, the Bucks have gone to the three ball very effectively, and they lead 127-118 late in the fourth quarter.
That triple, the dagger in the heart of the Los Angeles Lakers, highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. And, of course, it's brought to you by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas. We got word. We're going to be talking with our insider, Matt Velasquez, coming up about 12:50. Get the inside scoop. He's at the Staples Center tonight. Also going to hear from Coach Budenholzer.
Shooter!
Before we go to the break here, we're also going to hear from Malcolm Brogdon after the break when we go inside the locker room. But I wanted to give a shout-out to my favorite. He's really the only Lakers fan that I consider somebody that I like. Leroy Butler, our guy on the Wendy's Big Show, was trying to get in on the conversation tonight while our phones were acting up.
Oh, wait, he's in the studio. Booten! Shooter!
But our guy Leroy...
Hey, Leroy, that almost sounded like you.
all week long, I was going back and forth with him a little bit in the break, sometimes on the air, about his Los Angeles Lakers. It's not his fault he likes the Lakers. It is. But, I told him, man, if the Lakers lose, you're calling in. And he did call in. We didn't get to him in time. He's on that track phone. He only calls it on the track phone is what he told me. So 414-799-1250. If you want to join us on the conversation, wide open, talking anything Bucks on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Anthony Mandela, the mayor, Mitch Ross, intern Duck Dynasty, all back on the Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Schneider. This time of night, Mitch, if you happen to be out listening to us on the roads, you're probably going to see a fair shake of those Schneider orange trucks.
You might be in one.
If you are, give us a call, 414-799-1250, the number to get in on the conversation after tonight's 131-120 Bucks win over the Lakers. All sorts of stuff going on across the Bucks headlines today. First team in the NBA to clinch a playoff spot this season. Of course, you have the win tonight. Pau Gasol reportedly joining the team. If he clears waivers, that would be on Sunday that deal could go through. Eric Bledsoe, a 4-year, $70 million contract extension. And really just a grab bag of topics. Still time for you to join us here on the show. Anthony Mandela in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. He will be back tomorrow after the Bucks take on the Utah Jazz. But first things first here, we're still going to go inside the locker room, hear from Brogdon, hear from Bledsoe. We're going to hear from our insider, Matt Velasquez. But now it's time to hear from our reigning Eastern Conference Coach of the Month for February, Mike Budenholzer.
You know, it's just another great fourth quarter and just continuing to grind and find a way to win a game on the road when, and I don't think we were at our best. I think the Lakers had something to do with us not being at our best. So, but obviously, impressive finish by Eric Bledsoe individually, you know, just kind of put us on our back, made a bunch of big plays. And then, you know, I just love the competitiveness coming out of the timeout, getting the turnover, getting the 3-point shot. You know, it's just big. Irsan's defense on LeBron James. There's a lot of, you know, I think some positives to take from a night when, you know, we can be better than we were tonight.
2-point game with 2:30 left. You guys were on a 15-2 run to close it. Just what do you think was the difference in that final 2.5?
A lot of it was Eric Bledsoe. But, you know, I think the defense on the other end, I thought Irsan just really did a great job of trying to be disciplined, show his hands, you know, stay between LeBron James and the basket. Giannis made a couple great passes. The turnover I talked about was big. Just a lot of, you know, little things. Execution down the stretch is huge.
I'm not sure that first half could have been worse for Irsan. I just didn't feel like he had a flow defensively. Wasn't quite there. What gave you the trust to kind of lean on him in the second half and then give him LeBron in the final five?
We have to watch the film. I don't agree with the assessment in the first half. I thought Irsan was good. I thought he helped us. I thought he was fine. So, you know, I certainly thought he was really good in the second half. So, you know, Irsan's, I've been with him for a long time. I know he's a great defender, great player. So there's a ton of faith there, night in, night out.
Defensive end and really great on the offense end. Where did this fall on the spectrum for you in terms of how well you think you can defend?
Yeah, as I said earlier, I think the Lakers had something to do with it, but I don't, you know, on either end, I just don't think we were very good. We weren't very sharp, but, you know, I think a lot of credit to them. They put out some unusual lineups, some unique lineups, and you can get discombobulated against that a little bit and, you know, spread you out. And then obviously a couple of great individual players. Ingram, you know, he didn't miss a shot in the first half. So, you know, we can be better is all I would say.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
131-120, the Bucks beat the Lakers tonight on the injury report brought to you by McCormick Law Office. George Hill still on there with the left groin strain. He was out tonight, as was Sterling Brown with wrist soreness. Dante DiVincenzo has been the case out with bilateral heel bursitis, which is really just a fancy way of saying that your foot hurts when it's all said and done. Really, right? I mean, I didn't go to medical school, but I know itis is something, and I know that's in his foot.
Yeah, Giannis apparently has tendinosis or something like
load
that.
Load management.
Which I've never heard of. Not tendinitis, but tendinosis.
We're just making stuff up, man. What a great time to be alive.
Sports, man.
Two guys that were not on the injury report, Malcolm Brogdon, Eric Bledsoe, they were both key in tonight's Bucks win. Let's go inside the locker room.
Heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
Anthony Mandela in with you tonight. It's the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show presented by Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Time now to go inside that Milwaukee Bucks locker room. We're going to talk to the man of the day, the $70 million man, the 31-point scorer, Eric Bledsoe. He spoke to the media on Fox Sports Wisconsin after tonight's Bucks win.
We got a deep team. We've been doing it all season. Team's going to run. We keep our composure, you know, and, you know, make our run, and that's what we did.
What's this game been like for you? Obviously, you come to the agreement with the extension. You come up big in the game tonight. Just kind of how you feeling right now?
I'm just happy to be a Milwaukee Buck, man, you know, at this point.
obviously, he mentioned that run there. You guys won a 16-3 run, and you got a hand in all of it. Then the fourth quarter, a couple of hand runs. Do you feel like you personally needed to kind of step up to kind of get the offense going a little bit?
I just try to, play my game, throughout the whole time I was out there, just compete. That's what Bud been stressing for us, is just competing. I was doing that. Luckily the ball was, falling our way for a little bit.
What were you seeing in the fourth that was allowing you to get to the basket? It just felt like you had a run there. Was it just being a little bit more aggressive, or what was it?
Just take the shots I got. They was bagging off, so I was shot the three. I was missing them all night, but I ended up making some big ones. And when I had the driving lane, take it and finish and make the right play.
That was Eric Bledsoe. And you know what? Number six, a man of few words, and sometimes that's good. Kept it pretty
just
brief.
Just happy to be a Milwaukee
Buck. Happy to be a Milwaukee
Buck. At least at this point.
And you know what?
Until he forces a trade.
You know what? It's hard to argue with that logic. Best record in the NBA. Winners tonight at the Staples Center. First team in the NBA to clinch a playoff berth. Malcolm Brogdon also a part of that, and he spoke with Katie George after the win as well.
Malcolm, as this season has gone on and on, your team has gotten so good at winning in the clutch. Why do you think that is?
It's one of the things we've keyed in on. Coach has made it sort of a goal of ours to finish games better. Because now, at this point, we got good starts. We just got to finish them.
And what about this game did you gain in terms of playoff experience heading into April?
I mean, we're playing, the best player in the league tonight. A lot of young talent on that team. I imagine they'll make the playoffs, but regardless, they're a tough team to play.
And what did you think of Eric Bledsoe's performance tonight?
I thought he was terrific. He's been terrific the past couple games. We just got to keep following his lead, and Giannis and Chris, and we're going to be all right.
Thanks, Malcolm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a presidential post-game conversation for that guy. Malcolm Brogdon, 21 points tonight. 3 of 3 from beyond the arc. Still, though, Malcolm Brogdon, not the story of the day. He played really well, but Eric Bledsoe, the Bled Show, stealing the show across Bucks Nation. The big contract, 4 years, $70 million extended for Eric Bledsoe. We're going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that deal with our insider Matt Velasquez of JSOnline.com, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel fame. Also going to talk about Paul Gasol, just the night's win in general, what's up with Giannis Antetokounmpo, all straight ahead on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The Bucks, winners in Los Angeles, 131-120. They knock off the Lakers. Anthony Mandela in with you tonight. Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer going to be back in tomorrow night. But a guy that's here with us right now, our insider, Matt Velasquez. You can find his work at jsonline.com. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez. On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And Matt, the news of the day, at least as far as I'm concerned, yeah, they went and they beat LeBron in playoff mode and all that nonsense. But Eric Bledsoe, the 4-year, $70 million extension for number 6, coming down the wire this afternoon. Adrian Wojnarowski had it first. You had a chance to talk to Eric after the game in the locker room. And, of course, we don't have cameras. This is radio. Nothing going on. So we heard some of his comments after the game, but I have to imagine that he had a smile on his face talking about being a Milwaukee Buck for the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah, big smile on his face. He was excited. He's excited to be a Milwaukee Buck, to have that locked up. I asked him why today was the day, and he was like, why not? We've got a lot of, good things going. We've got a talented young team. They're going together. They're doing some really big things, and he wanted to be a part of that. So, he had a big smile. He was all excited about it. Giannis was asked about it, and he was similarly excited to have Bledsoe along with him for the foreseeable future. Bledsoe didn't just get the money, didn't just secure the bag this afternoon, but he had a huge role in tonight's win, coming up big during a 16-3 run where he contributed, basically all the points. He had 11 points in that run and assisted on the other five. And then he had a couple and ones and a late three in the fourth quarter to bury the Lakers and finish with 31 points. Just a huge day for him overall.
Yeah, it really was, and it seemed like, to me at least, he really took the reins on the court. They needed plays, and he decided he was going to be the guy to make them. One guy that's hopefully going to be coming into the fold, you mentioned this today via Twitter also, the man does have to clear waivers, but Pau Gasol wants to come to Milwaukee. Now, he's clearly at 38 years old, on the tail end of his career. Hasn't been a huge piece for the San Antonio Spurs up until this point this season. But if and when Pau Gasol does get into that green and cream jersey, how do you see him kind of fitting into this Bucks rotation?
You know, I think he gives them an actual center behind Brook Lopez. They've been playing Ersan Ilyasova there. They've been playing, not so much tonight, but they have played in the past DJ Wilson there. They've played Nikola Mirotic there a little bit. They've gone to Giannis at the center before. You know, Pau Gasol, even at 38, is a 7-foot center, you know, who has had deep championship experience. You know, he's made deep playoff runs. He's won 2 titles with the Lakers. You know, he's a stretchy guy who can shoot the 3-point shot. You know, so if Brook Lopez has to go out, you know, and you need to have another big out there, he kind of fits the bill. Obviously, Ersan Ilyasova filled that role tonight as the Lakers went small, played a lot of minutes in the second half, and, you know, handled the LeBron assignment really well. But I think Pau Gasol is, you know, kind of an insurance policy, but he's also a good locker room addition, somebody who can help you on the court and off the court.
Absolutely. The conversation on the show tonight, a lot of thoughts that it would be kind of a Jason Terry-esque addition to the Bucks locker room. And one final thought for you, Matt. Again, we're talking with our insider, Matt Velazquez, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can find his work at jsonline.com. Giannis leading the Bucks in minutes tonight. The Greek Freak out there for 33 of them. Can Bucks fans calm down, as they probably should have from the get-go, that this knee of his, the soreness, really just a precaution?
You know, I think that, you know, that yes, people in general, at least the ones that come across my Twitter timeline, can calm down a little bit. You know, I think this is one of those games where, you know, the Lakers really packed it in against him to try and dissuade him from going inside. And he kind of, you know, tested the defense a little bit, tried to, you know, figure out where the spots were and wasn't trying to force it in the first half. Got a little bit more aggressive in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter with a couple big plays. You know, 16 points, 15 rebounds, wasn't trying to do too much. You know, and Bud said he felt like Giannis was trying to, you know, getting his wind back a little bit during the game after not playing Monday and playing limited minutes on Wednesday. But I think overall the team's focus is trying to, you know, get everybody a reasonable number of minutes each night. You know, Giannis leading the team to 33, that's not a huge number. I mean, all the Lakers starters were, you know, in the high 30s or 40s in the game tonight, as far as I can recall. And so they're trying to keep everybody at a reasonable amount, keep them rested, keep them healthy, because, you know, the playoffs are the most important thing.
Matt, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you again tomorrow after Bucks Jazz.
All right, can't wait.
Cool. And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at ffpwi.com.
Our insider, Matt Velazquez, Matt_Velazquez on Twitter, jsonline.com. Also going to be joining us tomorrow after Bucks Jazz. Forward thinking, the Jazz off tonight. They beat the Nuggets yesterday, 111-104. Donovan Mitchell doing Donovan Mitchell things. Ricky Rubio day-to-day on the injury report for the Jazz. There is your forward thinking from Forward Financial Partners. Bucks win tonight, 131-120. I'm Anthony Mandela. That's the Mayor Mitch Ross. Intern Duck Dynasty helping us out on the other side of the glass. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back with you tomorrow after Bucks Jazz. 8 o'clock tip tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening. Take it easy, Milwaukee.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.